Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Vav. We are in the middle of Sivhei. We left off on page 20 on the second line by the Ramah. Before we begin the Ramah, which is really finishing up the sugya, I'd like to summarize what was going on in the last couple of shiurim, and that is beginning in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber introduced the idea of Shvisas Behemto. That it's also for a person to rent out or to lend his animal to a goy to do, because he might do malacha on Shabbos with it, and a person is mitzuva al shvisas behemto. Then we continued yesterday in Siv Dalad and Siv Hei. Siv Dalad was discussing a way that you can rent out your shur to a goy, and you don't have to worry about shvisas behemto, and that is a machlokas, how much achrayus you have to give him. The more lenient opinion said, as long as he's achray, that if the animal dies or gets stolen, and more importantly, if the value of the animal goes up or down, it is the up in value or down in value goes to the goy, so that shows he's in control. Even though he doesn't have the possibility of selling it, that's enough that he can work it on Shabbos and consider it his animal. And the other sheet that said, no, that's not enough. It has to be that he has full rights to actually go ahead and sell the animal. That was Siv Dalad. And then Siv Hei was discussing a partnership between a Jew and a goy. What the Jew has to do to give it over to the goy, that the goy would be okay to work the animal on Shabbos. And we addressed both Shvisas Behemto, Schar Shabbos, and we went through many different scenarios of what you do. You can give it over to him that he could sell it. You can give it over to him in a way that he can't sell it. And each one we tried to fit back into the two sheetas from Siv Dalad. The Ramah finishes up the siman and he writes, V'chol tzdadei heterim elu. All the heterim that we just discussed in the Mechaber, hilchas ninhu. They are halacha l'maisa. They are the halacha. V'yochol lasos eza mehem shiirta. And you can do any one of them that you want. V'afivu im ha-behema kula shel Yisrael. And even if the behema belongs fully to Israel, it's not a partnership. Dino ki'ilu haisa b'shutfa sayno Yehudi. It has the same din as if it was a partnership with the goy. The same way that if you give it over to the goyish a partner, or you give your chelik over to another goy, it would work. So too, if it's fully yours and you give it over to a goy, that also would work. Rakshe yafarsim sha'asa deracheter. The only thing that Ramas is, you must publicize the fact that you're doing it in a mutter way, so we should avoid the problem of maris ayin. So that is how the Ramah finishes off the siman, and now we'll see the Mishaburah, Sivkat and Lamed Aleph. We said all these aces of the Mechaber are Hilchas and Ninu. V'hayoser tov shebechol ha-heterim. And the best of all the heterim is sheyakna osam lo bachol b'mechira gemura. That you will make a kinyan and you will sell the animal during the week, a full sale to the guy. V'yiten lo oifkab alze. And he'll give you an oifkab, if you look in the Targum, is demei kadima. He'll give you some kind of down payment on the purchase. V'yeser hadomim yiskof olav b'milve. And the rest of the money will be stood up on a loan, it will be made into a loan. V'yasem aputiki la Yisrael shiyabatua b'ma'osav. And the guy will then make an apotiki, apote koi, that you, if I don't pay you, you can collect from these animals that you gave me. And that way the Jew is guaranteed he'll get his money back. So that is the best eitzah. It's a full sale to the goy, and therefore it really belongs to the goy. If he wants to work it on Shabbos, it's his animal. V'hanochon sheyase inyan ha-mechira bifnei dayonei ha'ir kedei sheyase kedin Torah. It's proper if you're going to do such a sale that it should be done in front of the dayanim of the city, so that number one, it will be done kedin Torah, will be done properly. V'gam sheyafarsim ha-dover, that will also be publicized shelo yechshash marasayin, so there shouldn't be marasayin. Everyone should know that this animal was in fact sold to the goy. They shouldn't think the goy is working with the Yisrael's animal and he's being over on shvisas behemto. Now in Os Lamed Hey in the Shaar Tzion, he points out v'hu adin. It doesn't have to be that you're being makna over, you're doing a mechira to your partner. It could be you're giving your chelik of the animal to any guy. Once you're selling your chelik to a guy, so then that would be 100% mutter. Sivkat lamed is. Eizem mehen sheyirtza. So he said again in the Ramah, you could follow any of these Eitzas, because they're all Hilchas and Ninhu. And we said, Afilim ha-behema kula shal Yisrael. And even if it fully belongs to Yisrael, it's the same as if it's a partnership. Says the Mishabura, Hainu. Di'af kabolas achrayas bilukhud. Even the case of the guy just being mekabel on himself, the achrayus, shekosav ha-mechaber lubisov dvarov, like the mechaber wrote at the end of this sif, at the end of sif, hey, the mechaber wrote the last case, if you remember from yesterday, where they were partners, and the Jews said that if you're going to work the animal on Shabbos, then you're going to be achray for everything that happens, and then that was enough, lefi that sheet of the mechaber, the guy cannot work it on Shabbos, because if he works it on Shabbos, it becomes his, he's responsible for the up or down in value. So says the Mishabura, hainu, da'af kabalos achrayas, b'luchut shekosav mechaber, l'besod dvarav, mahani gam bazeh, that also would work over here. Af de ein lo rishus le eino yehudi lamachra. Even though in that case the Jew is only giving over to the guy if he works it on Shabbos, the achrayus, and he's responsible if it goes up or down in value, he gets the benefit or he bears the loss, and he's not allowed to actually go ahead and sell the animal. It's still going to be fine. Kevan do medes birshuso le'inyan yukruvazula. Again, since it's standing in the rishus of the goy, lagavi going up or down in value, that's going to be enough. V'sosam bazeh kedas hayesh matirim isevdalid. And in this way, he's being so same like the yesh matirim, the more lenient opinion of Sebeis, that the goy does not need to have rights to sell the animal in order to use the animal to work on Shabbos. As long as he gets the yukruvazula, that's going to be enough. V'yoser tov shiyase mechira gemura. But even better than that is to do a full mechira to the guy, the kanal b'sivkot lamed aleph, like we just discussed in sivkot lamed aleph. Kedei lotzeis gam das ha-machmirim sham. That way you could be yotzei even the more machmir shita that was discussed in Sif Dalet. Because according to the more machmir shita, if you just give over to the guy the yukru vezula, there would be a chash daraisa. But if you sell it to him and he has the right to sell it, and even if it makes the apotiki, he can't sell it, but really be'etzim, it's his animal that he theoretically would be able to sell, that would be much better. If the Jew is not able to do any of these different ideas that were discussed in the last couple of sifim, and it's a very pressing situation, kigon, for example, mi sheyesh lo sados, a person who owns fields, v'iyev shelo lahaskir barisas le'eno yehudi, he's not able to rent it out as a sharecropper to a guy, in lo yitein lo gam shvarim lachrosh behem, the guy only wants to accept the arisos if the Jew's gonna give him also some shvarim to plow with, v'lo yuchal lemono shlo lachrosh bo b'shabbos, you're not gonna be able to stop him from doing the plowing on Shabbos as well. You want to hire the guy as the aris, and he's only going to do it if you give him over animals, and if you give him over animals, he's also going to be plowing with it on Shabbos. So your mom is stuck, and all these ages are not going to work. So says the Mishabura, Yesh lismoch adas habach hanal. Then you could rely on the sheet of the Bach that we had a couple of shiurim ago. Shematir ayidei sheyafkirim bifnei shlosha kodem haShabbos. You give the guy the animal, you rent it to him, and then you will go ahead and be mafkir in front of three people before Shabbos. V'yafursim hadover, and that will publicize the matter. V'lo yovo lidei chshad, and it will not lead to any kind of chshad. V'yahefker tzarech lios b'leiv shalim, and this hefker has to be done with a full heart. Like we discussed earlier, if it's not a real shas atchak, you should not rely on this bach and do a hefker. Like we saw way back when, in the beginning of the siman, in Sifkot and Yodalat, v'chein hiskim b'darchei Moshe behedya. So you have all the eitzes of the mechaber discussed in Sifhei, but you also have, in a pressing situation, you can rely on that bach, that you could rent it to a guy, and then mimafkir before Shabbos, it has to be done b'leiv shalem, and only if it's mamish shashas atzchak. Sifkotan lamed gimel dino ki'ilu haisa. We said, even if the behema fully belongs to the Jew, it gets the same din as if it was a shutfus with a guy. V'hinei kol zehu kishemaskira o mashila lo lasos melechas atzmo. All this is discussing if the Jew is renting the animal to the guy or lending the animal to the guy, and the guy is going to be doing his own melacha with the animal. Avalasos melechas Yisrael b'Shabbos. But for the guy to turn around and use the animal to do melacha for the Jew on Shabbos, ein heter klal, there is no heter at all. Afilu im b'chara lo habehema b'mechira gemura. Even if you sold it to the guy, 100% is the guy's animal, it's still aser. Shoyim yikomakom osa ha'ino yehudi melechas Yisrael b'Shabbos b'shvilo. The guy's working for you on Shabbos, it's re'el amir la'akum. So either you get rid of the problem of shisas behemto, because you sold him the animal, it's his animal, but that's only good if he does work for himself, doing work for you. You can't have a guy doing work for you on Shabbos. Zahir is introducing the other nakuda. It's good that you're giving the animal over to him to avoid Shisa Behemto, but that also needs to be that he's only working for himself. If he's working for you, you have other problems, and that is time a goy doing mulacha for you on Shabbos, which is not allowed. Ulfiza, according to this, im hasusim hu shal Yisrael, if the horses belong to the Yisrael, v'gam ha'inu Yehudi hu schiro l'chol ha'malacho she'itzarach ha'Yisrael, and the guy is hired by the Yisrael to do any kind of malacha that the Jew needs, ein heter ben bechiras asusim lo, it doesn't help to sell the horses to the guy. Dare osir lo laniach lasos malachto, you're not allowed to let the guy go ahead and do malacha for you, el im kein hu maskir lo rak le malacha zo. That's only if the guy is hired for you, only for one malacha. Let's say, lisa im asusim loholach lo schora b'choleshi etzara b'shanazu. You hire the guy, for example, to go traveling with the horses to deliver merchandise whenever you need it. Oh, shari la Rambam, that's when the Rambam matters it, because he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. But if he's hired to kol malacha, like we learned earlier, so then anything he doesn't do today, he's going to take away from what he's supposed to do tomorrow, and therefore you're basically telling him to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Kamo shekasav simen reish mem dalet sivhei. V'afilu b'ofen ze osir lomar lo she'isa b'Shabbos. And even in this case where he's only hired for the traveling and delivering the merchandise, that would be mutter as long as you don't tell him to do the traveling on Shabbos, the delivery on Shabbos. Ela de'im no'seya me'atzmo ain't tzarech l'mano mizeh. Just, you hired him just for that kind of delivery service. He can do whatever he wants. If he chooses to do it on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. But you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos, even when he's only hired for one malacha, like we learned earlier in Siman Reish Mem Dalet. Sivkotan Lamed Dalet Rakshi Afarsim. So we said any of these eitzes that you're going to use to give the animal over to the goy, in which case the goy would be allowed to use them for malacha on Shabbos, but you have to publicize, so it's not a problem. Maris ayin. I am the bir alocha sheveinu. De ein kedai lahatir ayidei kol haaterim elod bishas adchak. The bir alocha brings down that it's not kedai to be matir all these haaterim that the Rama is saying are okay, unless it is a shas adchak. Ulafuke me'ilu hanoshim shemochrim, to exclude from those people who are selling the kavana with intent, eshvarehem le'eno Yehudi, they're selling their oxen to goyim, kedei shi'asavem locha b'shabbos, so the goyim should do malacha with them on Shabbos, v'hamalacha nikris al shem Yisrael, and then the malacha is called al shem the Yisrael, even though he's selling the animal to the goy, but it's marasayin, because they think he's doing work for Yisrael. Even though one should not protest against those who are being lenient in this area, they have what to rely on. Still, any Baal Nefesh should be concerned for himself not to do it unless it is a Shas Adchak, and he does it based on the Hora of a Chacham. Last case, the Mishavur discusses Yisrael Sheish Lo Sus. A Jew has a horse who Baham Moshe Hamakiro Lashilo Laskiro. And a non-Jewish ruler comes along and he wants to borrow the horse or he wants to rent the horse. Vu Eino Yochel Lamai Negdo Bipne Eva. And the Jew knows that he can't turn him down from this loan or this rental because of Eva, and it causes hatred. It wouldn't be a good idea. So Yimkirena Lo Bedavar Muat. What he should do is sell it to him for a small amount of money. Then it says, "Va'oz yuchal ha'moshe la'asos bo kritzonu." He can do whatever he wants. It's his animal. It's not your animal anymore. It's fine. V'im achar kach yachzor v'itin lo asus v'gam aschirus. If the guy comes back afterwards and gives you back your horse, now he pays you rental money for it. He's a nice guy. Matana ba'al me'yovle. It's not a problem. You gave it to him for a sale. It was his animal. Now he decides to give the animal back and pay rental money. And he wants to make it into a rental. That's fine. You did everything right by doing it a sale, and we'll view his returning of the horse and any other money he gives you simply as the matana, which is 100% fine. That's the tshuva shus Yaakov. Va'ayim b'shar tshuva shehisim gam kin imo neged hayar arum. And that concludes Simon Reish Mem Bav. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Reish Mem Zayin, which talks about mailing letters on Shabbos, having the goyim sending a UPS package. We'll get into very, very much halacha l'maaseh, Mirtz Hashem, in Siman Reish Mem Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.